Coach, could you talk about the first practice series you get ready to start for the regular season and prepare for the Saints?
Well, this is always a practice in which we want to get some good work. It'll be really the last time we get an opportunity to really come out and compete against one another. So a significant amount of the time we worked against one another in terms of running our offense against our defense. And I thought it went well. It's the first time that we're really going to have an opportunity to run our look teams with a 53-man roster and a 10-man practice squad. So that's a little different in terms of the workload that certain players are going to have.
And you look like you got Southward and Asamoah back today.
Yes, we're going to be in pretty good shape. You know, the injury report will come out on Wednesday, but we had good participation in practice today. I'll say that.
You tell us about the Stupor kid, the new linebacker who.
Yes, we claimed him off of the waiver releases that took place on Sunday. He's an inside linebacker that has a lot of special teams experience, and we felt like he was going to give us a better 53-man roster and give us a little bit more flexibility.
Do you anticipate, I know you don't like to give away strategy or whatever, but do you anticipate playing Corey Peters? He didn't play in the preseason, and he played very well against the Saints last year.
Yeah, we're not set on what we're going to do with Corey. Corey is going to have his second padded practice on Wednesday, but he's done everything that we've asked, and we'll make a determination after he's had a really full workload this week.
That's it. Limited tape on the Saints. How much do you anticipate they've changed since last year and what you've seen so far preseason?
Again, you can't put a whole lot into what you see in the preseason. They're a very good football team. 11-5 last year. They got an outstanding quarterback. Got a tight end that's going to be difficult to defend. And defensively, I think Rob Ryan does a very good job in terms of his game planning. So I'm seeing a really good team that will be here on Sunday. And we've got to, we've got to get our work done and be ready to go out and play a division game.